The two ordinances will go to public hearing at the next city council meeting, where at least the marijuana edibles one is expected to draw a number of comments from both sides of the issue. The first would advance the city of Kodiak a few steps closer to collecting sales tax on online purchases. The city and other local governments are working together to form a single body for online tax collection. The other ordinance would allow the sale of marijuana edibles within the city limits. While there were no official public hearings last night, two audience members took advantage of the citizens' comments period near the beginning of the meeting to express their opposition to the measure. Kent Cross said he's concerned about health issues related to marijuana.
Marijuana is bad for the individual and it's bad for the community, the use of it. And you don't take my word for it. Go to the National Institute of Health. They're nonpartisan. It's a government agency. Read what they have to say. Just Google marijuana edible safety and all kinds of information will come up.
He added that he has no problem with people using marijuana for medicinal purposes with a doctor's prescription. Before voting to advance the ordinance, Councilmember John Whidden said he has no issue with adults smoking pot or eating edible marijuana products. But he is concerned that kids, especially young ones, could end up ingesting edibles by mistaking it for food or candy.
And I've had that concern voiced to me by numerous people. I did do some research. I visited the marijuana retail shops here in Kodiak, and I also went to one in Juneau and looked at what they sell. And, there's nothing that looks like, a known, brand-known product, the name product that we would sell, let's say, at a candy store. However, I think to somebody who's younger, food is food. And if it's in a readily accessible, I think they're probably going to grab a hold of it.
Whidden suggested that if the council ultimately allows the sale of edibles, that the city should consider an educational campaign to help children understand what they look like and why they should be avoided. Councilmember Terry Haynes said he supports the measure.
Well, I'd just like to point out that we shouldn't hold marijuana to a higher standard than anything else that's legal, because the fact is it is legal. And I think that people like my mother should be able to have access to things that treat her pain in a way that's much less, has many fewer side effects than everything else she's ever used. The other thing I'd like to point out is that folks say, well, if you want to have edibles, you can make your own. But the fact is that if you make your own edibles, you don't know what that dosage is now. And edibles right now are made under a testing system where you know exactly how much is in that every edible. And it's the responsibility of everyone. You know, if it's legal, it's your responsibility to keep it out of the reach of children, whether it's pills, alcohol, or any other thing that's legal and on our shelves already.
The final vote on whether or not to allow selling marijuana edibles inside the city is expected to come up following a public hearing at the next council meeting. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.